Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump has now won the majority of states in tonight's Super Tuesday primaries, nine so far and counting, according to race calls from the Associated Press. Polls have yet to close in California and Utah. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports so far Trump's dominating the GOP primaries today.
Former President Trump has won all of the Republican primary races so far, aside from Washington, D.C., putting himself on a clear path to win the Republican nomination. Republicans in 15 states and one territory are choosing a presidential nominee for the November general election. It's the biggest primary contest with nearly 36% of the delegates at stake. Trump and his allies are calling on former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley to drop out and unite behind Trump. The former president continues to dominate with the most conservative of voters, but Haley has exposed vulnerabilities in the Trump coalition with moderate Republicans and independents. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
And one Republican race still too close to call tonight. Only around 100 votes separate Donald Trump and Nikki Haley in Vermont. It's also been a strong night for President Joe Biden, who, as the Democratic incumbent, has won more than a dozen primary contests based on AP calls. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has more on how things might play out in November.
What Biden is doing with the sort of progressive base that's restive and not totally thrilled with him, what they're saying is, hey, the other guy, he's pretty bad, right? You don't like him, so vote for us. And that's what this campaign is going to be. It is going to be one of, as we say, negative partisanship. It's going to be a really ugly campaign with a lot of people having to hold their nose to vote for what they see as the lesser of two bad options.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. 3 days of negotiations with Hamas over a ceasefire have so far failed to achieve major breakthroughs. However, there may be new progress. President Biden today said it's in the hands of Hamas to decide whether to accept a deal in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Biden speaking before boarding Air Force One in Maryland.
There's an offer out there that's rational. We don't know what we'll know in a couple of days. If it's going to happen. But we need the ceasefire.
The White House says the release of wounded elderly women hostages would result in a 6-week ceasefire. Egyptian officials say Hamas has presented a proposal mediators will discuss with Israel in coming days. China's government's released its economic blueprint for 2024, though at first blush it appears to be short on specifics. Report presented today by Premier Li Qiang to the National People's Congress outlines plans for modest increases in overall spending and a sizable 7.2% increase in military spending. A decline in tech stocks pulled Wall Street lower, the Dow down 404 points. This is NPR. Ukraine says it has sunk another Russian warship in the Black Sea using high-tech drones. The announcement comes as Kyiv increasingly turns its attention to higher-tech weaponry to aim at targets well behind the front lines of the fighting. Ukrainian military intelligence says it destroyed a large patrol ship, the Sergei Kotov, using uncrewed vessels laden with explosives, claimed by Ukrainian intelligence officials could not be immediately confirmed. Federal prosecutors are bringing more charges in their corruption and bribery case against U.S. Senator Robert Menendez. With the new charges, the New Jersey Democrat now faces 16 counts in all. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
Menendez was already facing a host of charges, including conspiracy to commit bribery, honest services fraud, and conspiracy to act as a foreign agent. Now the Democratic senator is also facing two new charges, conspiracy to obstruct justice and obstruction of justice. Prosecutors say Menendez and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and gold bullion from three New Jersey businessmen. In return, Menendez allegedly used his position as a U.S. senator to help the executives as well as the governments of Egypt and Qatar. The three businessmen were also charged in the case. One pleaded guilty last week and agreed to cooperate with the government. Menendez and his wife have pleaded not guilty. The case is currently scheduled to go to trial in May. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
A new rule from the Biden administration is forcing banks to lower credit card late fees from about $30 to just $8. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it could save Americans $10 billion a year. Consumer groups are hailing the news, but banking groups say it is an overreach. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.